Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom, 107.5 FM, KPYG Cayucas, 94.9, kpig.com. Right now it's time for his morning commentary, so here is Travis T. Hip.
Well, I just hate numbers, man. I can live in my own delusions of what's going on in the world pretty comfortably until I run up against somebody's statistical analysis of one thing or another, which proves that I was not only deluded, but in fact I am in deep danger. For instance, the Census Bureau just came out last week with figures that indicate that 1/6 of the population are poor, living below the poverty level. Now think about that. When, wherever you are, if you're listening to this on the broadcast and a coffee house sometime in that place down on the Santa Cruz boardwalk or something, look around you. 1 out of every 6 people over there is poor. And in fact, chances are you're poor. Because the poverty level as currently defined is a family of 4 living below $22,000 a year income. Now, carve that up. Unless you're making $450 a week or more, you're poor. If you don't have the wherewithal for a full insurance situation for your health care, you're poor. In fact, 43 million of us are poor. Now, faced with a crisis of this nature, the crisis being the fact that this information has been published and the American people might find out that in the richest country in the world, we are poor. Faced with that crisis, our government acted immediately and ordered a new set of statistics to determine what is poverty. Assuming that 22,005 was set someplace back around 68 in the Vietnam War, and inflation, etc., have taken hold in the meantime, you can presume that the new level for poverty will be someplace up around 30 grand, which means that you have to be making 550 a month, a week, in order to stay out of the poverty package. That's pretty amazing. Because large numbers of what is now the working class in America are damn glad to have a job and getting lousy pay for it. The wages of the workers have not risen since the 1980s. I got a friend, kid that, one of my friend's kid is a real hard-working, came out of it, became a machinist. He's good. He can work all those new computer super machines and things like that that turn blocks of metal into parts. 15.5 an hour, and he's been working there for most of 8 years. Now, the way things are in this country is a major distribution of the wealth of this country has got to be redesigned. If the workers do not make wages, the government doesn't get taxes. Without those taxes, they cannot run programs. Without the programs, nobody works. It's as simple as that, but the Republicans refuse to face into it. And today, as the president explains the details of both his jobs bill financing and the ongoing debt limit commission, we're going to see that there is really a need for some sort of action at the moment by the government other than changing the rules. And that's enough things for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.